With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. 14 dead, as many as 20 missing, the American toll in Israel following Saturday's Hamas terrorist attack. The overall death toll is at least 2,200, both Israelis and Palestinians. President Biden passionately voicing support for the Jewish state.
The president is expressing shock and dismay over the brutality of the Hamas assault. He called it an act of sheer evil.
Stomach-turning reports of babies being killed, entire families slain.
Mr. Biden has spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu three times since the crisis began, and he declared publicly that America stands with Israel.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the U.S. rushing more military aid to Israel. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott suggesting that misguided Biden policy helped to set the stage for this. Senator Scott telling the Hudson Institute there should be
no more desperate cuddling up to Iran, no more plane loads of cash to terrorist sponsors, no more condescending lectures and hostile gestures to our strongest ally in the region and the only democracy in the Middle East.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans meet in private today trying to break a logjam over the choice of a new speaker.
The GOP majority is stuck and unable to coalesce around a new speaker. After having ousted Kevin McCarthy a week ago, there's apparently no endgame in sight. On Tuesday evening, two leading contenders, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, outlined their vision to colleagues behind closed doors at a candidate forum, but they appear to be splitting the vote.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures 61 points higher, NASDAQ futures are up 24 points. This is SRN News. New poll finds religious people have better well-being.
The Gallup survey found that the world's religious people are more positive and more likely to be engaged in their communities. While the 10-year study found that the well-being of religious people varies from country to country, the report indicated that there is often a positive relationship between spirituality and well-being, and that the positive effect of religious people is compounded when they live in more religious countries. So as millions worldwide struggle with their mental health and well-being, the Gallup poll finds that people who are religious have better well-being than people who aren't. Ken Lorman reporting.
Gallup reports that globally, negative emotions such as sadness, worry, and anger are at their highest level in more than a decade. But recent studies have found that a strong spiritual or faith commitment is linked to lower rates of depression, addiction, and suicide. This is SRN News. A South Carolina redistricting case scheduled to go before the U.S. Supreme Court today. It could shape the fight for partisan control of the U.S. House.
Arguments before the high court will focus on a coastal district that's held by Republican Representative Nancy Mace. A lower court ordered that the district be redrawn after concluding that Republicans, who control South Carolina's legislature, improperly moved Democratic-leaning black voters into another district to make the seat safer for Mace. Republicans hold a thin margin in the U.S. House, and Democrats could have a shot at picking up the South Carolina seat in 2024 if the district is redrawn. Donna Warder, Washington.
Salman Rushdie has written a memoir about the horrifying attempt on his life that left him blind in his right eye and with a damaged left hand. Knife Meditations After an Attempted Murder, to be published April 16th. SRNnews.com.